Hello, Malcolm here, and welcome to Tuesday Teaching Tips. This is episode 264, and today we are continuing with our series on teaching with integrity, and we're going to look at another of my favorite Bible characters when it comes to teaching, and that is Apollos. Awesome Apollos is who we're talking about today as we dig into what it means to be somebody who teaches with biblical integrity. As I mentioned in last week's episode about Ezra, I'm taking some excerpts from a class I taught for the Athens Institute of Ministry for the UK and Ireland classes. When I taught on biblical integrity, I'm taking snippets from that and offering them to you, partly because I hope they'll be useful, and partly, to be frank, in the hope that you might consider signing up for the Athens Institute of Ministry in the UK and Ireland. Whether you are actually here in the UK or not, you can sign up. We do have people from other parts of the world joining us as well. Douglas Jacoby, Andy Boachi, and myself thoroughly enjoying teaching the people that we have as students. And we recently taught on New Testament interpretation. And this autumn, at the time of recording, we're going to be teaching on doctrines, Holy Spirit and other doctrines. And so if you'd like to take part, there will be a link in the show notes below, or you can drop me a line and ask me any questions you have. But now let's go on and talk about Apollos and his example and his inspiration for us to be people who teach and preach with integrity, with biblical integrity. Let's read this key passage from Acts chapter 18, where we'll pick it up in verse 24. Meanwhile, a Jew named Apollos, a native of Alexandria, came to Ephesus. He was a learned man with a thorough knowledge of the scriptures. He had been instructed in the way of the Lord, and he spoke with great fervor and taught about Jesus accurately, though he knew only the baptism of John. He began to speak boldly in the synagogue. When Priscilla and Aquila heard him, they invited him to their home and explained the way of God more adequately. When Apollos wanted to go to Achaia, the brothers and sisters encouraged him and wrote to the disciples there to welcome him. When he arrived, he was a great help to those who by grace had believed, for he vigorously refuted his Jewish opponents in public debate, proving from the scriptures that Jesus was the Messiah. If I could just be like Apollos, I'd be so happy, wouldn't you? I'd love to have that perhaps just on my tombstone. You know, he was a great help. He was a great help to those who by grace had believed. Apollos is an admirable character. What can we learn from him about integrity in our preaching and teaching? The first thing I would suggest is that he was humble to learn more. He is, what does it say here? He had a thorough knowledge of the scriptures, which means Old Testament, of course, from our perspective now. At that point, there may not have been any written New Testament documents for him to have read. More likely, we're talking about the Old Testament, but he knew them thoroughly. How many of us can say we know our Old Testament thoroughly? And he'd been instructed in the way of the Lord. So somebody had taught him. Perhaps somebody who was there in Jerusalem in Acts 2 at Pentecost had gone back to Alexandria and taught him accurately, or taught him well so that he could teach accurately. He'd been instructed in the way of the Lord. He speaks with great fervor. I love the word fervor and the word vigorous later in his teaching. He's very passionate. And he teaches about Jesus accurately. So he is somebody who knows enough about Jesus to be able to say, I can tell you all about him. So he does that. That's where he is. But then there's this though. Though he knew only the baptism of John, he needed his knowledge updating, upgrading. He speaks in the synagogue boldly. Priscilla and Aquila, who to him are nobodies. Who are they? Far as we know, he knows nothing about them, but they speak to him, presumably at that synagogue. They invite him to their home. He goes, and it says they explain to him the way of God more accurately. And with our knowledge, we can understand that to be, along with the hint there in the passage, it's about the baptism of Jesus, which supersedes and has some different qualities to the baptism of John. He's open to learning more. You know, one of the things about being a teacher of integrity is that willingness to learn more. Learning from books, learning from podcasts and videos, learning from one another, keeping our ears open when we're listening to a sermon, not to critique it, but to learn from it. What am I learning? There was a period, and as I say this, I'm confessing now because I haven't done this recently, but there was a period when I'd sit and listen to someone else preach, and the first thing I did before writing the date or the speaker's name or the title at the very bottom of the page, and this is the day when I, because we were taking A4 pads to church, and I suppose many people do that these days, but at the bottom of my A4 pad, I would write, this is what I have learned today. Or a question like, what have I learned today? Or what's the main thing I've learned today? I'd write that at the bottom of the page with a big question mark. And then I'd have that there as a reference as I'm listening to the person speak, as I'm making notes, I'm asking myself, what's in this for me? I wonder whether you and I continue to have that attitude as we get older. I'm 61 now as a day of recording this. And am I still as eager to learn as I ever was? Am I in fact more eager? I think I should be. Am I more open to new ideas or new angles, new perspectives? Am I reading things that challenge me? Am I listening to people who challenge me, my heart and my thinking? And this is what, just to give a shameless plug to the AIM program, this is what it's about. It's not about necessarily just teaching things that people need to know, but it's teaching in such a way that we hope it will help people to think differently or to think openly or to think in a fresh way. Because we need that in our spiritual lives, as well as in our opportunities we have to teach people, is freshness. Freshness. We must avoid that getting dull and thinking we know it all. And Apollos is somebody who demonstrates tremendous humility. I love that about him. He wants to learn more. Let's always be people who want to learn more. But the second thing I see here is that he subsumes his agenda for the sake of other people. And how do we know this? Well, it's hinted at, I think, there when it says that he goes to Achaia and it says he was a great help to those who by grace had believed. He was helpful. Now, let's just think about this for a minute. This is a chap who knows his Old Testament back to front. He could teach anything from Genesis to Malachi. He now, and not only is he thorough in that, but he has been instructed in the way of the Lord accurately. He knows about Jesus really well. He's been taught about the baptism of Jesus, we can safely assume. And now he knows all about Jesus too. So he's got all this knowledge. It would be tempting for you and I, who perhaps have a lot more knowledge than the people we're speaking to pour out anything and everything that we are passionate about. We know he's a passionate man, right? He's passionate because he teaches with great fervor. He speaks boldly. He vigorously refutes the Jewish opponents. Here is a passionate man. Here is a knowledgeable man who teaches what's helpful for them. Another indication of humility. He teaches what is helpful for them. What this speaks to is the idea that it's important for us who teach to teach what the people need. You and I may be passionate about something, and there are times to teach what's on our hearts, but is it useful for the people? That's one of the big questions. I've heard it said, I think a little too often, that we want preachers and teachers to preach just what's on their hearts because they're passionate about it, and if they're passionate about it, it's going to be good. There's a place for that, but there's also a place for asking a congregation, whether you're a visiting speaker or it's your regular Sunday place where you worship, of talking to people in a leadership team, talking to people in the congregation and saying, what do you need? What does this group need? What do you need and what does the group need? What do you see as topics, biblical topics or parts of scripture that will be useful to you? It's a question I ask every year when we do a teaching series in Thames Valley in the first part of each new year. I ask a lot of people, what do you think the needs are? I try and find something, prayer and discernment, best I can, that will meet that need. Whether it's a focus on Abraham we did 1 year, or the Gospel of John 1 year, how can we be helpful, not just accurate or fervent. And Apollos, I think, is a great example here. So what do you take from this tremendous character, from awesome Apollos? What stands out to you? I'd like to know what you think. And I'd love it if you would even consider signing up for AIM. I'll leave a link in the jolly old show notes. Apollos, teaching with integrity, teaching with humility, teaching for the benefit of other people. A tremendous example. Well, we'll go on to look at something else next time, but I hope this is useful to you. If you think of anybody that might benefit, please pass the link on. Leave a comment anywhere you see this recording, because we learn best when we're learning in community. And until the next time, I hope that you have a terrific Tuesday and a wonderful week. Take care.